Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
All right, everybody, I am here right now with a really cool band called Trinus, usually a trio. Right now a duo. And why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Thanks for having us here. I'm Lucy, this is Bray.
Hey!
Yeah, they yelled so you could hear them. We're all happy to be here. It's been put off a long time because of COVID, but it's just so stoked. Our first song we're gonna play is our first single called Pajamas.
So you get a job and you get a flat. You get fired cause you're sick and then they sell your flat. Cause no, you can't have this, I was kidding. No, you can't have this, I was kidding. No, you can't have this, I was kidding. Pajamas. So you go out on a Friday night, maybe the joy of all the youth will rub off on you. But no, you can't have this, I was kidding. 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 Try, come on, get out of bed. Life doesn't happen in pajamas. But you can't try, can't get out of bed. Cause you feel like a sedated walrus. And no, you can't have this, I was kidding. 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 Think of to do. I've done everything the medical professionals have told me to do. What do I have to do? What do I have to do?
That was so cool. Wow. How do you guys like come up with the instrumentals, because there was so much ebbing and flowing and like energy that you guys were putting out there. Like, do you write it together?
Most of the time I write the songs, and then I'll bring them to Bray and mm-hmm. Simeon, and we'll figure out like the dynamics. And a lot of the time, like, Bray and Simeon have like really great insight into mm-hmm. small things that just make it like real better.
Cool. And it comes from maybe being music student alumni.
Yes.
How did you guys kind of form in the first place? Was it always kind of like that, the three of you guys? Or
there's been a few different versions, mm-hmm. but it's always been music students from Auckland Uni. How did you ask how we've like formed?
Yeah, basically.
This version of Tree Nurse formed in 2017. Which is a while ago now. It's been a good time. I really admire Bray as a musician, and I was very nervous to ask them, and but I did it anyway, and I'm really glad I did because they said yes. And Simeon, we'd played together a few times before, so mm-hmm. He was also keen, so that's great.
That's very cool. That's basically like a veteran band at this point. Like, that's quite a long time for like a band. Wow, that's so cool. Well, let's maybe get into the next one. So excited.
We thought we'd keep the energy up. This next mm-hmm. song is called Cathartic Rant. And just sometimes you just need to rant about stuff. So now we're gonna give it a go.
Concrete well, it's people like you, it's people like you. yeah, make me want to go live in a fishbowl at the bottom of a dark fucking concrete well. It's people like you! It's people like you! It's people like you! It's people like you!
Weakness. Weakness. It's really quite off-putting. It makes me not want to talk to you. Ever again.
Oh my gosh. The energy again. That was so rad. So, speaking of a cathartic rant, where do you get, like, your inspiration for your songs? Is it from your daily experiences? Are you just ranting into, like, music? Or is it, like, from, like, media you watch? Like, how do you write?
It used to be about books I read. But
classic.
Now it's more daily life and my thoughts. Yeah.
Do you write the lyrics first, or would you say that you do like an instrumental and then maybe come up with a melody afterwards?
I'm definitely more lyrics focused, but sometimes a lot of the times the lyrics and the melody will come at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Very randomly.
Lyrics, melody, and maybe like the chords as well, like pretty easily.
I wouldn't say it's not easily. It's really hard. But I do tend to write it in my head before I make it out loud, and I will have a chord progression in my head, and then I'm trying to figure out what's in my head and how to get that out.
Oh yeah.
So it's, I'm like a silent songwriter.
Nah, I totally get you. Like, I think some of the best ideas are like 3 a.m. on the toilet. And I'm like, silent whispering a melody that I don't know if I'll know in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, that was a good one, probably.
You forget it's there, and like 3 months later, you look at your phone and you're like, oh, wow.
What was that?
In my sleep.
Yeah, very cool. What was I thinking? So as a music student, did you think it changed the way that you wrote, or has it stayed the same? Like, were you always writing melodies in your head? Did it make it easier to maybe express them?
No. I think I learned that I can write in a methodical way, and I don't need to wait for, like, inspiration to hit. Would have a really strong feeling. I learned that I really do enjoy clear structure, and kind of sometimes I'll write like a goal that I want for the song to be, and which is very much influenced from how we were expected to write songs at uni.
Yeah. Want a brief or something.
This is the criteria. I kind of give myself criteria now.
For sure.
Pardon?
Have you tried giving yourself some criteria?
Yeah, it's usually what I'm doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's very cool.
It's, and like, very rarely is it this free, fun, loose thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time, since uni, it's very methodical, and I'll be like, I have a lot of songs in this key. I need to change that. I need to change the feel. So it's, yeah.
Actually, yeah, I think I've had the similar, mostly about the key thing. Like, I'll be like, I put a G chord in every single song.
It's so good, though. Why would you not want a G chord?
I always go back to the G, and then everyone's like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, well, because I know how to play a G chord.
Yeah, I love an A, yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's so cool. Were you always into music? Like, what inspired you to go to school for music and then stay in a band and stuff?
I've always been a musician. My gran was a musician, so got involved really young, and then it's the only thing I cared about enough to study. And that's kind of still the same.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, on that note, I reckon we get into your last song.
Cool. All right, this one's called Graveyard.
especially high in iron and intelligence. Feed me the native plants, only native plants, please. We'll grow the whole evening classes, teach the witta and kittadu, basic self. Possums, give the updated figures on decomposition rates by spreadsheets, got a big gap from early 2017 to now. Maybe we'll just pretend that year never happened. When my brain was disgusted, 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 sitting outside the fence of the graveyard, it's the closest I can get.
I love the addition of your sing screaming.
All about that sing screaming? Sing scream.
Come on,
Tim. Come on.
Get over here.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got everybody on the mic.
Kia ora, everybody.
Introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. My name is Bray, and I'm drumming in Trinus.
Woo. That is so cool. Are you just a drummer in Trinus? Are you... drummer for everybody?
No, I'm barely a drummer. So I play in a band called Bridges.
Go Bridges!
And I play for Simeon, who is the bassist for Trinus, mm-hmm. and Lucky Boy.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and then other than that, musical theater is my jam.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for treating us on the drums.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, maybe just real quick, like, what was it like for you getting the band together? Were you like, oh yeah, sounds good?
It was super fun. The cool thing about the awesome songs that Lucy writes is that there's a real kind of performance art element to it that, mm-hmm. that is kind of the focus for me when it comes to like arranging for them. That kind of doesn't matter too much about the details. It just, what you like, if you have the right energy and the right vibe,
mm-hmm.
That's the way to go. Super
You're
fun.
All about the vibe.
Yeah, super fun.
That's so cool. And when writing your parts, like Lucy was saying, is it just like, are you listening to the lyrics or you're just like the vibes again?
A bit of both. So a bit of it is really informed by what the guitar is doing, and the other half is informed by, as you say, the lyrics and the words that are coming out and how to best represent that in percussion form.
That's so cool. Well, how about you guys plug yourselves? Like, where can everybody follow you? What do you have out already? What is about to come out? I'm so excited to hear.
We have a band camp where we've got some like quite unusual stuff on there, which you won't find on Spotify. So
just look up Trinus on Bandcamp.
Yep. We have an Instagram and a Facebook, which is Trinus Music. At the moment, we have two songs which are almost finished.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our music being used in a documentary, which will be coming out soon. I'll tell you about that later. You gotta
follow.
Yeah, you gotta stay tuned if you want more information on that.
Well, very cool. It's been great having you guys. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah.
All right, everybody. That was Trinus on Fancy New Band.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.